The Passover of the Jews was at hand, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. In the temple, he found those who were selling oxen and sheep and pigeons and the money changers at their business. And making a whip of cords, he drove them all with the sheep and oxen out of the temple. And he poured out the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. And he told those who sold the pigeons, "Take these things away. You shall not make my Father's house a house of trade." His disciples remembered that it was written, "Zeal for your house will consume me." The Jews then said to him, "What sign have you to show us for doing this?" Jesus answered them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews then said, "It has taken 46 years to build this temple, and will you raise it up in 3 days?" But he spoke of the temple of his body. When therefore he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they believed the scripture and the word which Jesus had spoken. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Some time ago, I played a game of chess, and my opponent was a priest from the Archdiocese of Boston. And chess is a kind of game where it seems that the person who makes the first big mistake is the one who loses. It's almost like always guaranteed. You know, someone makes a move and all of a sudden their queen is exposed to being taken and then everything goes downhill, or they do a situation where their king gets trapped very quickly. When you have a big mistake, usually the one who does that is the one who loses. It's kind of like any of the sports that people play, and it's also kind of like life. You know, in life's journey, we can make a big mistake and it can lead us into all kinds of trouble and all kinds of traps. Or we can notice the big mistakes that other people make, and we want to avoid those big mistakes. Well, in this particular chess game I was playing, no one made a big mistake. It was almost as if we were evenly matched. Those are the best chess games, when you and your opponent are evenly matched in your skill. Well, my opponent actually, he made a lot of little mistakes, one right after the next, and I felt bad for him. They were so small in their mistakes that you had to notice them. And I noticed the mistakes he was making, so I totally crushed him. I feel bad saying this on the internet, but I did. It's the truth. And he kind of reminded me, the way he played the chess game, he reminded me of someone who was, you know, rowing a boat on a river and enjoying the exercise, the fresh air and the sunshine. And he's going along rowing, and little does he know he's about to go down a waterfall. Well, this guy, he went down the waterfall, and I moved in, and I won the game. I defeated him. There was nothing left but the crying. This poor guy. Anyway, in the Bible, there's parts of the Old Testament that talk about the Ten Commandments. Now, the Ten Commandments are things that if we move against them in our life, those are like the big mistakes. The mistakes that when we get involved in them, it's like all kinds of trouble is going to come into our life. We might not even notice it, but it will. In one of the gospel passages, we hear a story about Jesus driving people out of the temple area. They were selling stuff. And if you think about it, they're making a mistake, but it doesn't seem like a big mistake, because what are they doing? They're engaged in commerce. Commerce, business in and of itself, is good and necessary. But they made a little mistake. Their little mistake was they were turning the temple area from a place of relationship to God to a place of money. They weren't doing anything in and of itself that was bad. They weren't hurting people or damaging the property. But this little mistake was moving them and moving many other people actually away from God. A little mistake that leads to putting some things above God. And kind of like that chess game, sometimes it's the little mistakes we make in life that are worse than the big ones. You know, the little ones are the ones that we begin to turn off the right path. They're the little mistakes that we make again and again. We don't think they're that serious. We don't even notice them. And they're little by little leading us off the path of goodness, of truth, and beauty, and righteousness, and justice, and God's will, moving us away from God. So, for example, if you go to the Ten Commandments, the commandments illustrate what the big mistakes would be. So like the first commandment, I am the Lord your God, you shall have no gods above me. So a big mistake would be getting involved in cults that do demon worship, seances, and stuff like that. A little mistake would be there's something very good in your life, but you think about it all the time, and it's actually becoming an idol for you. Could be anything that you put above God. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. That's the second commandment. And I'm going to go through the rest of the commandments. Big mistake is use the name of Christ as a swear word. Everybody hears it. And it's a grave sin, and people do this a lot. A little mistake is you start to make jokes with the name of God. Or use the phrase, oh my God, not as a prayer, but as an empty, meaningless expression. Third commandment, keep holy the Lord's Day. Big mistake, you never go to Mass. Now, a valid excuse for not attending Mass would be something like you're sick, you're taking care of, you know, your family or sick people, and or you can't get to the church physically. That's a valid excuse for not going to Sunday Mass, but the big mistake would be you can go to Mass, it's very easy to get to Mass, and you just don't go because you don't care. Big mistake. Little mistake, you go to Mass every Sunday, but while you're there, you think about the people in the church. That person over there is a hypocrite. And if you really knew how hypocritical they were, you would realize they're not faithful Christians. Little mistake, that's moving you away from keeping holy the Lord's Day. Instead of worshiping God, you're worshiping your own judgments of other people. Honor your mother and father. Big mistake, you insult your parents and you hurt them. Little mistake, you don't pay attention to your parents when they're talking to you. You spend more time looking at your iPad or your smartphone or something like that. You shall not kill. Big mistake, killing an innocent person. Little mistake, you don't take care of your health or you drive recklessly. You see how these little mistakes are moving you, for example, in that case, against life. Big mistake, you shall not commit adultery, would be official adultery. You commit adultery. Little mistake, you're married and you flirt with someone who's not your spouse. You send them text messages that would be messages you should only share with your spouse. You're trying to win each other's affection. Little by little, you're moving away from your wedding vows to have an exclusive relationship of love between husband and wife. You shall not steal. Big mistake, you steal something big. You steal a car or something like that. Little mistake, you take little things here and there that aren't yours. You know, you're at your workplace and you take a pen or a pencil or something like that. It doesn't seem that big, but you get away with it. And then over time, it leads towards a lot of greed to the point where you think stealing is okay. You shall not bear false witness. Big mistake, you're a con artist. You lie all the time. And there are people who do this in their relationships. They lie to each other all the time. Little mistake, you slightly alter the truth when you tell stories. You embellish it a little bit. Now, by the way, my story about the chess game is 100% true, so you don't have to try to verify. It's 100% accurate. Anyway, big mistake with the great commandment, love one another. The big mistake is you hate someone. You wish them harm. You hate them with a passion. Little mistake, you use people. You use people in a subtle way to get ahead. You use people to somehow advance your career, advance your power. And you're moving against the commandment to love one another. Now, we know that in life, we always want to make improvement to our own selves. Self-improvement is a good thing. But the most important thing to improve in is our spiritual life, our relationship to God. And it might be easy for us to work on these little mistakes. It's kind of like the chess game. The little mistakes, you don't notice them, but they're the mistakes that are leading you towards defeat. It's kind of like if you're flying an airplane from New York to London, and you point the plane toward London, but you're slightly off course, just a little bit to the point where nobody notices. Well, after you fly for like 7 hours, you're so far off course, it's going to take a lot of work to get back to your destination. Our goal, the goal of our journey is holiness of life, is to live in a way pleasing to God, is to be faithful to His will. We have to watch out for these little mistakes, lest they take us far off course after a long time. And so, brothers and sisters, as we learn from this example of the chess game, life is like that. There's a lot of moves we have to take, a lot of decisions we must make in the midst of all kinds of pressures. May we try to overcome the little mistakes. In this way, we can stay on the course toward victory. And if you have lots of little mistakes and big mistakes in your life right now, remember this: God loves you so much. He's always ready to forgive you. Seek His mercy and begin again as a disciple of the Lord Jesus. God bless you.